Hi there, people of the world. How is it going? I'm Maritz in the house. I'm from Spain, but living in London now. And well, I'm a loyal follower of Luke English podcast, and this is going to be my personal 5 minutes podcast in order to take part in this competition. Well, just thinking a bit about what could I talk about in these 5 minutes, I decided to make a kind of best of Luke English podcast by listing in my opinion the top five best episodes so far. So here you go. With the number five is, in my opinion, what Londoners says versus what they mean. It's a really funny episode, especially if you live in London, of course. I can say I will never forget one of the points you said, Luke, when you talk about going to a party in Wimbledon, because I did it one day to watch, I think it was the England versus Italy in the World Cup, in the last World Cup, and I remember the return home was about 2 hours on a Saturday night on the bus from South London to North London, picking drunk people up and leaving them a few stops later, and well, it was just horrible. I think any Londoner around here may know what I'm talking about. Well, with the number four, British slang is a very useful series of episodes with words and expressions you can hear every day. If you live in UK or United States, for example, you know, Luke, you have to finish it, yeah, right? Okay. My personal advice, try not to use slang too much. You run the risk of get a complaint of your landlady, as it happened to me once. She told me I'm using too much slang lately, so be careful. With the number three, common mistakes or common errors, another useful episode. I realized a year ago when I was thinking my English was improving, well, I was making almost all the mistakes you mentioned there in this episode, so I was a bit disappointed with myself. So I tried to listen it several times, but well, shit, I'm afraid I'm still making lots of them. So I don't know, what can I do, Luke? Help me, please. Next one, with the number two, the second is Friday Night Banter, the drunk episode. This is, well, it's so funny. It's just Luke and friends just saying nonsense, like the yes and no game. And well, I have to say, I'm sorry, Luke, but you were getting so drunk, and or you can say it even pissed, yeah? Could be another slang word for the next slang episode. Well, just if you want to have a good time, just listen to this episode. And for me, and finally, the number one is computer games. And why this one? Maybe because, well, it's not the best one, but it's the first episode that I listened when I came to live to London, when everything was new for me, and I remember myself running in a little park of North London and listening to it, and I was hooked on the podcast since the first moment. So, well, it was a kind of love at first sight, I can say. And that's pretty much my list of best episodes so far. I just wanted to have a short mention to some special moments in all these 200 episodes, like when you look try to pronounce some Argentinian football players' names, or your hilarious review of Tracy Goodwin's in Beware of Bad Pronunciation. I still don't know how to pronounce Coffee Mate, or the appearance of the wise and funny at the same time robot 3000. There are of course many other remarkable moments, but I'm afraid I haven't got time for more. So I think that's it. I hope you enjoyed this mini podcast, people, and don't forget to send me comments about your favorite episode, right? Thank you, and bye 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 bye.